forgot for loy irvu, and they did not make an eruv chatzeres together. They forgot to make their ruvah chatzeres to be able to carry from the houses into the chotzer or into the balcony. So Rashi v'lo irvu b'nei rafeses in b'nei chotzer ele elu levadon v'elu levadon. It's each one made their own eruv chatzeres. So people living in the chotzer, all the houses opening up into the chotzer, made their own eruv chatzeres. So the chur, they're allowed to carry from their house into the chotzer. And the people living on the second floor, there's a balcony outside each house. They also made an eruv that on that balcony, they're all allowed to carry from their apartment into the balcony. They made their own eruv chatzeres. But they did not make an eruv chatzeres together. The people living in the chotzer and the people living on top in the second story where the balcony comes out, they did not make an eruv together. Now how do the people on top come down? They have to walk down the ladder and go through the chotzer. So the question is, l'chura, they should aser. When they walk down, the top people, through the chotzer, that's called a regal, and they walk through this chotzer, they aser the people on the chotzer, they should not be allowed to carry from their house into the chotzer, because they did not make an eruv with these people, and they have a right to walk through the chotzer. It's like we said, if you have a house with four tenants, and three of them together make their eruv chatzeres, it's no good. Since the fourth tenant has the right to walk through the backyard, when he walks through, he asks on the other three. So here also, l'chura, since the people on the balcony did not make an eruv with the people on the bottom, when they walk out of the house, down the ladder, through the chotzer, l'chura, they should ask for the people on the chotzer, they should not be allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Still the din is, it says no. It says, im yesh lefneim daka, let's say the people in front of their balcony, they put like a little mechitza there, arbo, four tochim, then eino aseres, then they do not aser. When they walk down, they do not aser on the bnei chotzer. V'yim lav aseres. But if the people living in the balcony did not put any mechitza in front of their balcony, then we say when they walk down the ladder and walk into the chotzer, they taka aser, the people in the chotzer cannot carry out from their house into the chotzer. Now the kasher is, if you're going to tell me that a wall is called like a mechitza. True, if you have a ladder there, we said you go l'kula both ways. Sometimes it's called like a pesach, and sometimes it's called like a mechitza, but you go l'kula. So the chura here, to go l'kula would mean that it has a shem mechitza. L'maisa, the people living up in the balcony, there's a wall there. And the havamina is the wall is 10 tefachim high. So there is a mechitza between the people living in the balcony and the people living down in the chotzer. And when you have a mechitza in between, then they cannot come and aser in here. Because it's not considered like they have a regal to walk through. If they do walk through, they're called like a visitor, like a guest. If a guest comes to the house on Shabbos, he doesn't aser to say now the people can't carry from your house into the chotzer. A guest doesn't count. It only counts people that live there that have the right to walk there. But if you have a mechitza now, l'chura mechitza stops the people from walking through, it's not considered like the b'nei merafeses, the balcony people, have a right to walk into the chotzer. So here, l'maisa, there is the mechitza. We have the back, they have the chotzer down here, and you have this big wall here, and on top of the wall, there's this balcony, people living on the top. So the kasher is, why do these people, aser on the people living down here, there's a mechitza here. There's a ladder that they could walk down and walk up again, but you're telling me now, look, you always go l'kula. So even though you have a ladder walking up the wall, if we could be more makel and say it's still called the wall, it's called the mechitza. Now, if it has a shame mechitza here, then the people living on top should not be able to ask the people on the bottom. And here it says not like that. Here it says the people on the top do answer the people on the bottom. The only time they don't answer is they made a daka. If they made a beferish or mechitza next to their balcony. That's like showing we're not going to go down to the chutz of the Shabbos. But without making a special mechitza, it's taka osir. So the kash is on Rav Nachman. Why is it osir? Look, we're here. It should be mutter. It has a shame mechitza. So Rashi, daka pesach kodin goiva arbo. Then ein oisrim b'nei rafeses al b'nei chotzer. Do istalik luhu. Because they're showing they're not going to walk into their chotzer. V'yim la, but if they did not make the small mechitza there, then we say oseris. Alma, what do we see? Teres pesach olav. We see that it has a shame pesach lafilu l'chumram. Even though here will be machmir. Even though there's a wall between the chotzer and the people living in the balcony, but since there's a ladder there, that they can climb up the ladder, we say the ladder makes it into a Pesach, even though this is a Chumrah. To give it a Shem Pesach would be Machma now, to say that the people walking down from top, the people walking down from the balcony, Asur on the bottom people. So why do you say this? For like Rav Nachman, it's Shver. According to Rav Nachman, it should be called like a Mechitza.
And for the Gemara, Hocha b'mayestinem b'deloy gavoyem rafeses asoro. We're talking about, no, this balcony, when the people living on top, this mechitza b'chlal is not 10 tefachim off the ground. It's less than 10 tefachim. Therefore, it's not called a mechitza. It's even though when you have a ladder, Rav Nachman still says it's called a mechitza, but that's only if it's 10 tefachim high. Here, the mechitza is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. That's not called a mechitza. That's why the people living on the top balcony, when they walk down the ladder into the chutzar, they make it also now for the people living in the chutzar to carry from their house into the chutzar, because there's no mechitza in between them. That's called a regal that has a right to walk through the chutzar and the yasser on them. If this wall would have been higher than 10 tefachim, it's called a good mechitza. If you have a mechitza, that separates the two. So then we say the people here, since they made their own Erev, they're allowed to carry from their house into the chutzar. And the people living on top in the merafeses, they stay by themselves, and they have their own Erev also. They could carry by themselves. But if it would have been the mechitza yutzvachim, that's the way it would have been. But now that the mechitza is less than yutzvachim, it's not called the mechitza, that's why the top people are on the bottom people. But not because of the latter, but because it's not called the mechitza at all. Shad Gemara. If you're telling me now the Kim to read that this wall is not even 10 tefachim high, or ki ko ovid dako, why do you say if they make a dak, if they make a mechitza on top, a little mechitza right near the entrance, it's they don't ask them, my heavy, what does that help you? If there's no mechitza in between the chutz and the mafesis, so why do I care if the name mafesis make a little pesach, like a little mechitza in front of them? It's not called a mechitza though. Since the whole thing is less than 10 tefachim, there's no mechitza there. So how does that help you? Said Rashi, ki yovid daka lefuneh my heavy, harei kol hamrafeses vivoy seho, nemoicha, the whole balcony all around is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. Upsucha lechotzer, and the whole balcony is opened up into the chotzer. Farei hen kishtei chatzer, shen kaisa b'neim. They have a din like two chatzerim, one next to another, if there's no wall in between them, so one asks on the other one. So what does that help me to make a little mechitza there? But it's not 10 tefachim high, it's only 4 tefachim. So it's not called a mechitza, lemaisa. These two chatzerim are like opening into one or the other. So why is it mutter? Hence the Gemara of the Kimta is like this. Atayeh b'migoy fefes, ad eseramis. We're talking about the balcony itself, taka true, does not come 10 tefachim off the ground. It's only 5 tefachim off the ground. And this is the balcony. But I'll tell you, on top of the balcony, they made a little mechitza. There's like a mechitza going up. That with the mechitza going up, now you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim here. But it's opened up in the middle. In the middle, there's a space here where the pesach is to walk into the chotzer. So where the opening is, from the balcony into the chotzer, here there's no mechitza. So since there's no mechitza, that's why they have a pesach into the Bnei Chotzer. Of course, there's no mechitza here. The rest of the balcony tak on both sides have mechitzas going up, so it's like 10 tefachim. So here it's 10 tefachim high, here it's 10 tefachim high. That's a good mechitza. But in between, there's a little pesach where they can walk from the balcony into the chotzer. Now this pesach is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. So that's why it's called a pesach, and they ask the one on the other. But here it helps to make a daka. If you're going to make a small mechitza just right in front of this pesach, you like show that you're not going to go down this pesach now, because you made a little mechitza there. So that shows us you don't want to use this pesach. That's why it's good. Therefore, they don't ask them. The kasha is, what does it help to make a little pesach here, a little mechitza, but you go down on the other sides? The Torah says, no, the other two sides have their own mechitzas going all the way up. All there is in the middle, a little opening. And that opening tak is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. So the way it is, they asa one on the other, because they could walk straight down, there's no mechitza. But now if they make a little daka, a little mechitza on top here, they're like showing that this Shabbos they don't plan to walk down, they're going to stay put in their balcony, therefore the people living on top do not asa the people living on bottom. But there's no kasha on Rav Nachman. It's not the pshat here, the ladder is what makes it into a mechitza, it is what makes it into a pesach. The reason why it's a pesach is because the mechitza is not yutfachim hoy. That's why it's called a pesach. Kiv novedake is luke is talik lem yochi. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, koisil sherotzva bisulomus. You have a koisel, a wall, that your mamash put one ladder after another ladder. Afilu b'yeser m'yeser. Even if more than 10 amas long, the length of the wall, you have ladders all along the wall. Mamash, 10 amas straight of ladders.
is still the lacher is teres mechitza lo. Still, this mechitza is called a good mechitza. And don't think to say that since you have a ladder, you can walk over the wall. It's considered like a pesach. And the lacher is if you have a pesach that's wider than yud amis, it passes, it breaks through the whole mechitza. A pesach is only good up until 10 amis. More no. So don't think that the ladder gives it a shame pesach as mevatel the whole mechitza. No. A ladder is not mevatel shem mechitza. Even if you have 10 amis long ladders, still it's still called a good pesach. It doesn't break the mechitza. Rashi shirotzbu zokef sulam eitz sulam. You put one ladder next to another ladder, even though it's 10 amis wide, still teres mechitza lov. V'yein mevatlin hamechitza lemehevei kenifratz hakoisel yosem yeser. We don't consider now that since you can walk over the wall with the ladder, it's like you have a pirtza there. And the law is whenever you have a pirtza more than yud amis, it passes. T'yomala kamon ma'arvin echad ve'marvin shnayim. Elorotzu echad marvin ulukula. Ve'veke pesach. This din, you have a ladder, we say you go lukula both ways. If you want, you can make an error from one chotzer to the other chotzer. It's considered like a pesach. Rotzu shnayim marvin. If each one wants to make their own error, they can make it. Ulechumra, we say lechumra then. Ulechumra lo yarminad levata lemechitza. Dechol b'yerv lehokal. We never say that the ladder, since you can walk over the wall, breaks the mechitza. Hilchas erev, we always go lekula. So when you have a wall and you need a wall, it has a shem mechitza. When you want to give it a shem pesach, we give it a shem pesach. But we never say it's mamash a pesach, like more than yudamis wide, to break the mechitza. That much we never say. So tomorrow, Romi le Rav Brunya le Rav Yehuda, the matzata devei Rav Chanina, and the matzat usually means the press, but here it means in the base of Medrash of devei Rav Chanina. Mi yom Shmuel teres mechitza lov. If it's true, is it true that Shmuel said even if you have a ladder going over the wall, still the wall is called a mechitza when you want to use it lekulam? So Rashi, mi yom Shmuel delay mevat lesulam lemechitza lechumra, that you want to say if you have a ladder, the ladder does not break the din wall, it's still called a good mechitza. I've omer Rav Nachman omer Shmuel. Rav Nachman said over the name of Shmuel, an shem rafeses, the case we had before, the people living on the top in the balcony. V'yan shechotzer, you have people living on the bottom in the chotzer. Sheshachu v'lo irvu, they forgot to make an eruv v'chaserah together to be matzah to carry from the rafeses, from the balcony, into the chotzer. Izim yesh lefoneo dakar abo enu aseres. If in front of the balcony, in front of the entrance, there's a small mechitza there that's only 4 tefachim high, so you show you don't want to go down the Shabbos, is enu aseres. Don't you don't ask them. V'yim lav aseres. But if without this small mechitza, then we say the people on top ask for the people on the bottom. Rashi v'yim lav aseres. Almo af agav de gvoyim afresas yud osi sulim amavatulei. His Havaminu again is that this mechitzer is 10 tefachim high. Still we say the top people, when they walk down the ladder into the chotzer, they ask on the people in the chotzer. Why do they ask her? There's a mechitzer in between them. The Teretz is, since you have a ladder walking down, a ladder breaks the shem mechitzer. A ladder makes it like we only have a Pesach here. So here you see, a ladder, a sulam, gives it a shem Pesach. And if you have a Pesach from the upper people to the bottom people, and they walk through it, they ask her zelzer. So you see, l'chur alara gives it a shame pesach, even the chumra. And to the Gemara, no, the same pesach we had before. Hocha b'mayas kinon, deloy gevoyem rafeses asora. We're talking about that the balcony is not 10 tefachim high. The mechitz is not 10 tefachim high. That's why the top people, when they walk down the ladder, they ask around the b'nei chotzer. Because there's no mechitz b'chlal between them. Not because the ladder gives it a shame pesach, but l'maisa there's no mechitz there. If you're telling me in the Kimto that the whole balcony is not 10 tefachim off the ground, why do I care if you make a small mechitza in front of the entrance there not to walk down, but you have the whole length of the balcony is less than 10 tefachim off the ground? So you're making a small mechitza, good dalat tochim, but the rest of the balcony you could walk down to the chotzer, and there's no mechitza. So why don't they answer? And the Gemara, the same test before. Bimagofefes, ad eser amos. We're talking about that on top of the balcony, even though the balcony is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, but on top of the balcony, they like made a mechitza there going up. So lemaisa, there is a mechitza now between the balcony and the bnei chotzer. Ad eser amos. Is the chivon the yovedaka is the luki is talak mihochi. If tamelum, there's mechitzas like on both sides of the balcony, and in the middle there's an entrance where they could go down to the chotzer. So that entrance, Tanakh, is called the Pesach. That entrance is not yutvachim off the ground. There's no mechitza. It's called the good Pesach. So now we say, if you make a daka, a small mechitza there, you're like showing you're not going to use this Pesach now on Shabbos. If you're not going to use this Pesach, then they don't ask themselves then. Because the rest of the balcony has high mechitzas on top of the balcony that you cannot walk down from the balcony to the chotzer. The only way you can walk down from the balcony to the chotzer is this one in between Pesach in between. So if you make a small daka there, you're showing us you're not going to walk down the Shabbos. Therefore, the people in the balcony do not ask the people in the chotzer. They're allowed to carry out from their house. But if you don't make the dakum, then the people on the top ask the people on the bottom, because there's no bechitza between them, because the mrafeses is not 10 tefachim off the ground.
Yeah.
So the Gemara, hanu b'nei tikunoi. There were people from b'nei tikunoi, to yosu l'kaim of the Rabbi Yosef. They came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Omru le, they told Rabbi Yosef, havlon gavro, delarav lon mosin. Give us a Talmud chochim, somebody would make an error for our city. As they wanted to make an Erev around the city, so he said, he went to Rabbi Yosef, the Rosh Yeshiva, he said, give us a Talmud Chochem that would come to our city to make an Erev around the city for us. So Drashid Lerev Mosin, the ear shall Rabbim, the Metzias was this city, that they wanted to put an Erev around the city, was an ear that first belonged to a Rabbim, means there were 600,000 people living there. V'nasin shal Yochid, and now people moved away, and they have less than 600,000 people there. Uboy Yishir, and the locha we had before, yesterday's blot was, that if you want to make an Erev all around the city, in this case, Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to make the Erev all around the city, but you have to leave over one part of the city. So people should know that there's still an issa not to carry out on Shabbos. With Xerah, if you come to put the Erev all around the city, so the people will think, in this city, there's 600,000 people living there, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, and still we're allowed to carry on Shabbos. People will forget about the issa carrying on Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, you have to leave a little bit of the city outside the Erev, so people know that just like there, you can't carry. Why? Because there is an Issa to carry on Shabbos. How come we can carry? Because we have an Erev. So then people won't forget about the Lochis. That's the Lochim. You're not allowed to make an Erev around the whole city, but you have to leave a few houses outside the city. And then you make the Erev around the rest of the city. So there's people, yes, Rabbi Yosef, send us Talmud Chochem to make an Erev around our city. Is
Omalela La Abaya, so he told Abaya, Zil Orav Luhu, you Abaya, go make the Erev for them. V'chazid le metzava cholo bevei medrosha. He said, make sure you do a good job that they should not come back and complain to us that you passed in the wrong way and did something wrong to us. Like we'll soon see the Maisa what happened.
It's easy to make a mistake. When you go make the Erev, make sure you don't make a mistake. So come back screaming to us, you gave us somebody that made a mistake. Is also, so the priest, he went, Chozo lahano bate de psichin l'noro. So he saw some houses that the entrance to the house was facing the river. And the back of the house was facing the rest of the city. Is Omar, so he said, Hani lehevi shir l'mosa. And I know the halacha. So since this city belonged to the Rabbi Mitzchilo, I have to leave over some houses out of the Yerif. So Mela, since these houses are facing the river anyway, they're not facing the city, I'll leave over these houses to be the Shir. And I'll make the Erev around the rest of the city, and these few houses here will not be included in the city, in the Erev. Such Rashi, the Psichel and the Hora, Pischehem Achurehir. The Pesach to the house was in the back of the city, Lenohar opening up near towards the river. They did not have any entrance from their house opening up into the city, towards the city. Their face was facing towards the river. So he said, let me use these houses for the shear. Hodorama, then he was chosen, said, no, Hodorama, ein ma'arvin es kula tanan. The Mishnah before says, when you have an ear shirabim, you can't make an Erev all around the city. You can't include all the houses. You have to leave out some houses. Michlaud, but it's a diyuk, the boy in the ruve motzimarvi. If you would want to make an Erev all around the houses, you could do it. In other words, the house you have to leave out has to be a house that you could have put into the Erev. But now, because of this halacha, we're leaving it out. And Mashenke, in these houses, he thought, since they're facing the Nohor, they're not facing the city altogether, they can't be included anyway with the Erev of the city. So since they can't be included with the Erev of the city, I cannot use them for me this year. So Drashi Diboy La Ruve, Hanech the Mishari Motzimarvi, it's mashma, that the cities you leave out, the houses you leave outside the city, has to be such houses that if you would want to, they could be part of the Yerev. But now, because of the halacha that I have to leave out some houses, I'm leaving out these houses. Mashen can hear these houses, since they're not facing the city, they're facing the river, even if I would want to, I can't use them for the Yerev. So these houses are not good for the Shear. Yeah. Divo Motsimavi. Elozat Gemara Iyavid Lhu Kiviyah. The answer is, these houses, I'll bust a window, I'll make a hole in the back of the house, that it should be like a window. The boiler ruve derech alaynes motzimarvi. That if they would want to make an Erev with the city now, they could. But the law is, if you have a chaloin, a window, that you could fit through the window, that's called, you have a yitzi, an entrance into the city, and you can make an Eruv v'chateres with the city. So that was his eitzah now. I'll break open holes in the back of the houses to give the Hashem chaloin, a window, and then I can make an Erev. I'll make a window that has a shear of dalat tfochim, a dalat tfochim, the tzad ear facing the city. The boy have a motzi marvi. I can make an erev with them now. And mainly now I'll leave over these houses by themselves. So they consider the shear something left over for the city. So the rest of the city I'll make an erev all around it. And these houses I'll leave over. Hodirama, then he was chosen and said no. No, I don't have to knock holes in the houses here. I don't have to make windows to this house. I could use these houses to be the shear the way they are. Why? Do a rabba baravua. Ma'ariv lo lukule mechuza arsasaisa arsaisa. He made an erev around his city, each chuna by itself. Arsaisa means each chuna, like each neighborhood by themselves. Each neighborhood had its own erev all around it. Mishumpera deveturi. Because in the middle of the city, there was a hole, a dish, like the picture here in Rashi, that used to put peiros in there. They used to put the food that they would feed their animals in the middle of a big dish in the middle of the city. So this big dish in the middle of the city, the peiros, the turin, these two round pictures, like, they were mavato, they broke the city up in here. Therefore, he could make an erev all around the city, one erev. Therefore, he made each shchuna, each neighborhood, an erev by themselves. Each erev by, each shchuna by themselves. Now that he made each neighborhood by themselves an Erev, each neighborhood is considered the Shear for the next neighborhood. So even though it's one big city here, but if I make a different Erevs, each a section is called the Shear for the other section. Even though here, if he wanted to make an Erev all around the city, he couldn't do it. Because since in the middle of the city, like this picture, there are holes there. We stored the payers for the food, animals, that like divided up the city in half. So if I wanted to, I could not make those city one big Erev. Still I say, now that I make each section by itself, each section is a good Erev. I, the locher, is in such a city, you have to leave over shear. Here you not leave over anything. The teretz is, one section, the next section is called a shear. Now the kasher is, though, why is the next neighborhood called a shear? For this neighborhood, that neighborhood and this neighborhood couldn't make an erev together, because there's a dividing point in between. So what do I see? Even though I can't include it in one erev, it still is called a shear. Lemaisa, since I'm leaving over one neighborhood, one part, that part is not included in my Erev, it's kosher. Here also, even though these houses facing the river, I cannot make an Erev with them to be included in the city, so what? But I could use them for shear. It's considered that I didn't put the Erev all around the city. I have a few houses sticking out. That should be kosher. Let's see, Rashi, what the Maisa was. It's Rashi. Rashi. Shchunai shchunas. There were different neighborhoods. He didn't make the Erev one Erev all around the city, but each neighborhood had its own Erev. Why? Because in the middle of the city, from one neighbor to another neighborhood, there was in the middle of it, Teira de Veturi. That means Guma Gedola, big hole. Shematzniyad Sham Garinem Tumurim. They used to hide there the pits of dates. Lomaychu Behemoth, the Behemoth should eat it. Now these holes, these pits, this ditch here, used to divide the neighborhoods in half. Each neighborhood had their own mavoyis, had their own streets to it. Now each neighborhood made their own erev by themselves. They didn't have to put a lechi between each movi separately because they made one erev around the whole neighborhood. We're talking about this was a city metchila belonged to the rabbin, and now it came to be yochid. And Melo, they made an erev around each neighborhood. Now, since it was an Irsha Rabbim, how are you allowed to make an erev around the whole city? You have to make a shir, you have to leave over a few houses not included in the erev. The teretz here was, V'chol chad v'chad have a shir l'chavri. Each neighborhood is considered a shir for the other neighborhood. Since they were not included in one big erev, so you made three separate erevs for each separate neighborhood, each neighborhood is called like a shir for the other one. The Elohevi Shir, if it's not considered a Shir, Hechi Motzla Ruvim Avoyas Harbi. How could you make an Erev around this neighborhood? I call upon him to Bechol Shchuna Yachad, Bechol Yesharabim, not Shayochid. Each neighborhood, since the Metchil of this neighborhood belonged to the city Sharabim, now it came Shayochid, still the Lochriz. You're not allowed to make an Erev around the whole city. So here, each Shchuna should be called like a city by itself. So how are we allowed to make the Erev all around the Shchuna? You have to leave over something. The Torah says the next Shchuna, the next neighborhood, is called left out from the first Erev. Since each Erev only included a certain Shchuna, it didn't include everything, it's called separate Erevs. So it's called, I made a Shir, I left over something. So that's the Raya. Even though if I would want to, I couldn't make an Erev all the Shchunas together, all the neighbors together, because there's something divided in between. Still though, for Hilka Shir, I could leave it over. You see, they're not totally zebazir. Even though a house cannot be included in the Erev, but if I leave it outside the Erev, it is considered I made a shear for the city, and it's kosher here. So these houses that are facing the river, I do not have to break open a hole in the back of the house to make a window there. I can leave the house the way it is. And still I could leave it for the shear of the city. Hadarama, then he was chayz and said no. Hadarama loy dama, there is no tushtel. I'll tell you here by the shchunos, even though there was a pit on the floor here to divide the city, but the mice on top they had roofs, the gagois, and they were able to walk from one roof to another roof. So therefore they were able to make those cities into one big area if they really wanted to. There were gagois there that they could walk from one to the other. Trashi dera gagois. They have like balconies sticking out from one neighborhood, from one row of houses to the next row of houses. So now they were able to walk from one to the other. Mashenkin, in our case here, since these houses face the river, and the back of the house that faced the city had no entrance to the city, it's not considered they could walk into the city. So maybe I can't use them for shear. And if I want to use them for shear, maybe I would have to break open the window in the back of the house. Yeah, by our case, since these houses facing the river, they do not have any entrance to the city, I cannot use them for shear. So mainly he was stuck. He thought now still I'm going to have to knock a hole in the back of the house to make an entrance into the city. Is Hilkach Navdin Tviya. Maybe I have to make a hole here. I have to make the window. Hodarama, then he was Chayzino. Hodarama, Tviya Namiloy Boy. No, I do not have to break a hole in these houses. To Yehul Beit Tivna. There was a case of a Beit Tivna. That means a storage house where you store the wheat. Where you store the wheat. You store the hay there. Tehevele Lamar Ba Pufadisoi. It belonged to my Pufadisoi. Mi Pufadisa. That's where it belonged. Vishav Yashir La Pufadisa. When they made an Arab around this city, Pufadisa, they left out this Beit Tivna. That was the Shir. Now, what's a Beit Tivna? It's come out nothing. It's just a storage house. You store the Tua there. So you see, Strashi, the Hu Beit Tivna, for Amin La Kamon, Loch Kreb Shimin. Tleboi Nun Diur in the Shir. You do not have to have 50 people living there. Mashma, any little thing you have left over is called a shir. So Mela, here also, since I have these three houses that are left out of the city, even though they do not have an entrance into the city, so what? It's not worse than a Beit Tivna. It's not worse than a house just used to store a tzfur in. It's also not livable. Still, it's called a shir. So I see to leave out of the city, any little bit I leave out is kosher. So Mela figured I could use these three houses without knocking the window out in the back. Omar, then he said, this is what my Rebbe told me, Chazid Le Medrosha. Make sure you know what you're doing. Because see here, he had a lot of sveikis. He was about to tell them to have to break their house down in the back. He was about to tell them to break a window in the back of the house. And if that would have been the wrong halacha, they would have come to complain to the Beis HaMedrash, you made us ruin a house. So that's what he told them at the beginning, be careful to pass in the right way. Then Kachevi, he passed in the right way, that they do not have to break a window open in the back. They can use this for shear the way they are. Weiter. Elim came also chutzlo kir chadosha. We say now, if you have an eruv that belongs to a rabbin, the halacha is you cannot make an eruv all around the city, but you have to leave over shear, you have to leave outside the eruv, how many people? Like an ir chadosha, like a new city. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ir achas hois of Yehuda. There was one city in Yehuda. The chadosha shmo. Its name was chadosha. V'hoye bo nun diurin. And it had 50 people living there, made up from anoshim v'noshim ataf, men, women, and children. Uvohoye mishayin rechachomin. V'hi hois a shir. This was the city that they said you have to leave outside your city. In other words, you have to leave out 50 people living outside the Erev in order to make it kosher. When you make an Erev around a big city that belongs to 600,000 people, you have to leave outside the Erev at least 50 people. So people will know in the city that even though we're allowed to carry, but we know there are some people that can't carry, so they remember that the locher on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says, that you have to have 50 people. Iboilu. Chadosha Mao. What's going to be the loch of a Chadosha, a city that came to Shia of a Chadosha? So it's Gemara Chadosha. Ki echa diyu hevi Shia l'gdoilo, g'doilo nami hevi Shia l'ktana. His Dahavim Miner is, Metchila you had this big city. So we're saying now you're putting the Erev around most of the city, but this small section of 50 people, we're leaving them outside the Erev. They don't have included in the Erev of the city. Now, let's say those 50 people want to make their own Erev separately. Are they allowed to make the Erev all around the 50 people? Or do we say no, those 50 people can't make it all around them, they have to make a shear, leave over some people. Hey, what's the loch of the Chadosha? This city left, these 50 people left out, what din do they have? The Teretz was Chadosha. Just like these 50 people have the same shear to the big city, and they're matter the big city to make the Erev around them, is gedoyla nami evishiliktano. Pshita, that the big city is considered a shear to these people, and these people are allowed to make their own Erev. Elo, the shayla is, kein chadosha mau. What's the loch of a city, kein chadosha? So loch it's mashma, the shayla is, let's say metchili out a city of 600,000 people. So we said in the Mishnah, even though it got smaller, people moved out, still it has that din, that you can't make the Erev all around the city. What's going to be though now if the city got so small that most of everybody moved out, you only have 50 people living there. The whole city came down to a shear of a chadosha now. There are only 50 people left in the city. Madina, what's the din? Do we still consider it like an ir chadosha that you can't put an Erev all around these 50 people? Or maybe no. Since the city got so small now to the size of only 50 people, you're allowed to put an Erev all around the city. It's a machlekes. Rafun Rabbi Yehuda. Chadoma boyishir. No. Since at the beginning the city did have 600,000 people, even though now it got so small, still you have to have a shear. The chadom aloy boy shear. That's what we pass on halacha. If the city got so small that now there are only 50 people there, you do not have to have a shear around this Erev. Right. We have Yishimon Oimer Gimel Chatzeres. The Mishnah says, if Shimon says, you don't have to leave over a place where 50 people live, it's enough to leave over 3 Chatzeres, that each one has 2 houses. Omarav Choma Bagruya, Omarav Halacha Krib Shimon. You can be Mekol like Krib Shimon. When you leave outside the city, you just have to leave over 6 Chatzeres. 3 Chatzeres, it was 6 houses. We have Yitzchak Omarav Filo Bayesech. He's even Mekol. You leave out just 1 house outside the city, that's enough. The chotzer achas and 1 chotzer. For the Gemara, chotzer achas agadaitach. Like what's a chotzer by itself? Eleima bayis achas bechotzer achas. Even though it's only 1 house that has 1 chotzer in front of it, that's also called a shir. You're allowed to put the Erev all around the city. Just leave out 1 house. Omalei abayin Rabbi Yosef. Hod Rabbi Yitzchak. Gemara isvara. That's the year from Rabbi Yitzchak that he can be makel so much, even 1 house. Is it a Gemara? No, you heard it from your Rebbe. I swear you stop saying itself in a Svara. Omalei, he answered back, my nafkulo minei. What's the difference if it's a Svara or it's a Gemara? So Tosfos learns the Pshat from the Gemara's Kasher is that since we said, Mishum, The kash was, we passed like Reb Shimon anyway, that you have to have three chatzeris with two, six houses there. So since that's the halacha, my nafkamina, now that I say a new halacha, I hold my shita is one house. Like my nafkamina, if it's a gemara or if it's a svara, we don't hold like him anyway. So what's the difference? And this he answered back, Omalei, gemara gomer zemutet, hey, when you're learning gemara, is it like a song? No. A song, you don't care who made it up, yes or no. We're learning Gemara every little bit, you have to know. You have to know, did you say it by yourself? It's your own story you said? Or did you know it's from your Rebbe? Even such a thing is kedai to know. Yeah. But Allah ta'ala, we talk old, even a bias echod is enough. Now I think more paskin, Allah Reb Shimon, when we talk a paskin, you can go to Kula. And still, because Erev, when you go to Kula, then when you make an Erev around the city, all you have to leave out is just one house. Leave out one house, it's enough. So the Mishnah. Mishahoya b'mizrach. Somebody was on the east side. Now the Havaminer is he's on the east side of his house. The Yomal Benoi, and he told his son, Arav li b'mariv. You should know, go make an Arav tchuma for me on the Marav side of my house. Hey, tomorrow I want to walk like 3,000 amis, the Marav west side of my house. So put an Arav 2,000 amis out so I could walk another 2,000 amis. Or else b'mariv, the person was standing on Marav, he was standing on the west side of his house. The Yomal Benoi, and he told his son, Erev Shabbos, Arav li b'mizrach. Go out to the fields to the east of my house and put an Eretz Chum all the way out in the east. Because tomorrow I want to walk more than 2,000 amas east of my house. Is what's the halacha? Im yesh himenu ulebeisoy alpayim ama. Let's say from where the person is standing. Now to get home, he could get home. He's standing there Friday afternoon and he's able to walk home. He's less than 2,000 amas away from his house. Aboleruvoy yoysimikan. The Erev, let's say, is another 1,000 amas further than his house. Now, where he is standing at the beginning, Bein HaShemoshos, he cannot walk to where the Erev is. Like, he's standing all the way down here. And his house is in the middle. And he told his son, put the Erev down here. Now, Lemaiste, he's here, Bein HaShemoshos. Now, at the beginning of Shabbos, if you're going to tell me that where the son put down the Erev is Chal, where is he now? He's more than 2,000 amas away from that Erev. So the locha would be, if you're out of the Yitchum, you're not allowed to walk more than Dal Damas. So to be that locha then, he could only walk Dal Damas from where he's standing. Mashenkin, if the Erev where the son put down would not be Chal, but the Erev where his house would be Chal, then he's in the Tchum of his house, so he's allowed to walk back to his house, and he's allowed to walk from his house all around 2,000 Amas. So if that is a Svara, then in this case, the person does not want the Erev that his son made to be Chal, he would rather that be Botel, and he would rather have the Tchum of his house, because from his house, he could walk back to the house around 2,000 Amas. But if with a son put the Erev, which is 3,000 amas away from where he's standing now, if that's going to be where Shvis is going to be Chal, right now he's out of his chum. A person out of his chum can't walk down Damas. So Vada, it's not kedai for this person that the Erev where his son put should be Chal. So Vada, we say in Svara, the Erev where the house is Chal. That's what the Mishnah says. Im Yeshem Enel Abesra Paimama. From where he's standing now in the field, he's within 2,000 amas from his house. So he could be part of his house. Ule'erev Yoysimikan. But to be from his Erev, he's more than 2,000 amas away, is mutter lebeisav yosel leruvei. We say avad in Svara, the Erev is chal where he lives in his house, and he can walk back home, but he's not allowed to walk to his Erev, means you can't use the Erev to be a tchum 2,000 amas from the Erev. You have to walk only a radius of 2,000 amas around your house. What about leruvei apayim, where your son put the Erev, you're within 2,000 amas from that Erev. Abu lebeisoy yesimikan. But for when your house is, you're more than 3,000 amas away from your house. Then the locha is also lebeisoy, avada, your Erev is not chal in your house. Because if it will be chal where you live, lemaisa, now you're 3,000 amas away at the beginning of Shabbos, so you'd be also to walk dal damas. You can't walk more than dal damas. So avada, that's not a svar, it's not chal there. Abamutal eruvay. Here we say it's more mistarvi, you want the Erev where your son made, the Erev, so you're within 2,000 amas distance. So it's good. You could walk to where the Erev is. The Erev is Chal. And from the Erev, you're allowed to walk a distance all around it, 2,000 amas. Ha-noisen es eruvoi be-burei shalir. The eburei shalir, that means 70 amas outside the city. If you put the Erev within the first 70 amas out of the city, you should not lo yosov le-klum. You did not do anything. Because Ershton, the lock we had before is like one man the yama. The first 70 yamas outside the city is considered like part of the city. You don't measure the tchum, the 2,000 yamas, only if you gave the first 70 yamas. So the moshul, let's say in the middle of the city, your city, you put an eruv down. It means nothing. Because in the city that you live, those city is like your dalad yamas. And you have a right to walk outside any part of the city, 2,000 yamas. So if you put an eruv down any place in the city, it means nothing. Because those cities like your dalad yamas even without the eruv. So your eruv means nothing. So here also, if you put your eruv outside the Ibura Shalir in the first 70 yamas out of the city, since that's also considered part of the city, it's like nothing. You have that makom anyway without putting it down. So you didn't do anything if you put it down Ibura Shalir. Like Rashi says, Ibura Shalir, the echad min abatim o indim b'toich shiv mamav shirayim. So Rashi learns better, this goes according to everybody. If you put your eruv in a house that's within 70 yamas from the city. Now the halacha is, any house that's within 70 yamas from the city is considered part of the city. So where does the tchum start? Out of that house. So if you put your eruv there, you didn't gain anything. It's like putting your eruv down in the middle of the city. In the middle of the city, it's nothing. Because those city anyway is like your dalad yamas, and you can walk outside the city 2,000 yamas with the eruv, without the eruv. So the eruv means nothing. Is Hanosner Eseruva Beburi Shalir, Lo Yosav Lo Klum. What about Nosno Chutzle Tchum? You put it outside the Tchum. So the Gemara will explain, it doesn't mean Mamash, you put it 2,000 Namas out of the city. Because if you put it more than 2,000 Namas, so it's not Chal. Since you're in the city, and your Erev is going to be more than 2,000 Namas, you won't be able to walk at all. That means Chutzle Tchum means Chutzle Beburi Shalir. You put it more than 70 Namas out of the city. Then the Lochrid is just a good Erev. That now that you put your Erev, let's say like 100 Namas outside the city. So you gain on the deal now, that now you're allowed to walk 2,000 Amis, plus this first 100 Amis, where the Erev is. So if you put your Erev out of the Iburi, more than 70 Amis out of the city, then you gain something. What's the locha? Afilu Amachas, even if you only put it 72 Amis out of the city, you gain. Now, Masha Niskar Humafsid.